Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. A Florida man was fatally shot while Boston investigators were questioning him about the Marathon bombings. The FBI says the man turned violent during a meeting with a Boston FBI agent and two Massachusetts state troopers. WBUR's Deborah Becker has been following the story. And Deb, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Can you tell us what we know about the man who was killed?
Well, he's identified as 27-year-old Ibrahim Todashev. He's a Chechen immigrant. He was living near Universal Studios in Orlando. The FBI is saying very little about him or about why they were questioning him, but several media outlets are reporting that Todashev was being questioned about a triple murder in Waltham 2 years ago. Now, you probably remember, Sasha, that since the bombing, a lot of questions have been raised about this murder because the death of suspected Boston Marathon bomber Tamerlan Tsarnaev renewed these questions. Apparently, Tsarnaev was friends with one of those men killed in the Waltham murder, and they knew each other, reportedly, through mixed martial arts fighting. Now, this Waltham murder was a grisly murder scene. The three men apparently had their throats slit. Marijuana was sprinkled over their bodies, and it remained unsolved. It remains unsolved. And it also occurred on the 10th anniversary of September 11th.
So are Massachusetts officials saying much about the possible link between the man killed this morning in Florida and this unsolved Waltham murder?
They're saying very little. Middlesex County District Attorney's Office says it will not comment on any of these reports about the FBI questioning anyone in Florida at all. But it does say that the triple murder in Waltham remains under active investigation.
Do we know anything else about whatever time this man may have spent in Massachusetts?
Much of what we know about him is from a man who identified himself as another Chechen immigrant in Florida and a friend of Todashev's. His name is Hussein Taramov. He told reporters in Florida today that Todashev knew Tsarnaev through mixed martial arts fighting in Massachusetts, and he said that Todashev also spoke with Tsarnaev about a month ago, shortly before the bombings. And in this interview with WESH TV reporter Stuart Moore, Taramov said that he was also interviewed by the FBI.
I've been actually interviewed last night when that happened. I was talking to one of the agents, and just like he was talking to the three of them inside, and I was outside, you know, and they want to keep us separate. And I was talking, and they were for 3 hours.
What types of questions were they asking you guys?
Different kind of questions, like, what do you think about bombings? What do you think, what is your, or do you knew these guys? A lot of stuff.
And Taramov, Sasha, also says that Todashev had lived in Massachusetts before for a couple of years. He had been in Florida a little over a year. Now, the gym where Taramov apparently trained in Alston is not commenting, but it did promise an email statement by the end of the day today.
As we said earlier, the FBI is saying that the man shot turned violent during this meeting. So do we know whether law enforcement officials were injured at all?
What we know is that the FBI says the special agent was taken to the hospital with injuries not considered life-threatening. The FBI did confirm that the special agent was from the Boston field office and says that Todashev became violent during questioning. We also heard for the first time today, Sasha, that two state police troopers were involved in that questioning, and it's the first time that we've heard that state police are involved in this investigation.
That's WBUR's Deborah Becker. Deb, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.